Welcome back to Racing Pulse. SMSs are coming through from the listeners out there. If the MRC moves the Caulfield Cup to November, what happens to the Ballarat Cup, which is run on the 21st of November, and the rest of the country carnival race dates? Also, what happens to the Zipping Classic meeting at Sandown? Tell him he's dreaming if he thinks the Ballarat Cup, if he thinks it'll be better than a Ballarat Cup, it'll be a second or third tier Caulfield Cup this year if they move it. Cross-section of thoughts coming through from the punters. I wonder what the racing minister and sports minister here in Victoria and a racing lover, Martin Pakula, thinks of the idea. Good morning to you, Martin.
Morning, Michael.
Caulfield Cup, November 28. Caulfield Guineas, November 21. Are you for or against?
Well, look, I've made it clear to both the MRC and Racing Victoria that I've got no issue with it if that's the way they decide to go, but my clear understanding is that they haven't made any decisions yet, and I think the Racing Victoria board still has a fair bit of consultation to do. But look, you know, this year, everything's really been turned on its head. November, as has been pointed out by a number of participants, after the, after Stakes Day, there is, of course, that, you've got the Sandown Classic and the Country Cups, but in terms of Metropolitan Group 1 racing, there's a bit of a gap, and it's, if there's ever going to be a year to experiment, I suppose this is the year.
Logistically, though, is it possible to put the whole Spring Carnival on its head from a pattern point of view? Because, as you well know, the Spring Carnival starts at Caulfield, and not just the Caulfield Cup Carnival, but we've got the Lawrence Stakes meeting, which is scheduled for the 15th of August in the first Group 1 of the spring, the MEMSI, on the 29th of August. So it may all need to change.
Oh, look, I'm pretty resolute about not getting out of my lane, Michael, as you know, and I think if you want to talk patterns, you probably should have that conversation with Greg Carpenter or indeed with some of the trainers. I'm not an expert on the pattern, but I know, in terms of the sort of conversations that RV needs to have with participants, that's exactly the sort of conversation they'll be having. Because it's not just about the pattern, it's about the preparation of horses, it's about whether or not, horses will still be in work or would be over the top by late November. I'm not an expert on those sorts of things, but, I think that they will all feed into the thinking. But I think the point that I think everybody knows that if you were going to have the Caulfield Guineas and Caulfield Cup on the other side of the Melbourne Cup Carnival, it may or may not work optimally. But I think it's equally right to say that a Caulfield Cup up against, for instance, a preliminary final might not be optimal either from another from another point of view. So this is a compromised year in so many respects. If ever the industry is going to try something different, I suppose this would be an opportunity to do that.
Peter Legrand, who we just spoke to before, the chairman, said one of the main reasons is the hope that they will be able to have crowds if they put it back to November 28. Now, you would have a much better grasp on that likelihood than most of us, because you're involved in high-level talks with the Premier and the Health Authority from your role as the Sports Minister and Racing Minister and in tourism. What is the likelihood that will be the case come mid to end November?
I'm always really reluctant to bore your listeners, Michael, by giving you stock standard answers. The truth is I don't know. Logic would suggest that the later you go, the better your chances, even if that's only incrementally. But look, if you think about the way that we've been easing restrictions and you look at the sort of things that the Chief Health Officer is measuring, the way we're doing it is we ease restrictions. We look at the testing rates, we look at the infection rates, and if the testing rates stay high and the infection rates stay low, then it gives him the confidence to then move to the next stage. So that's what we've done, with footy coming back, with cafes and restaurants opening on the 1st of June for seated customers. We all just need to see how the year unfolds as restrictions come off. If the testing rates stay high and the infection numbers stay low, yes, it's a possibility, but I can't be any more definitive than that. And is it a greater possibility in late November than late October? Look, logically, as you get closer to summer and as you get further from the peak of the infection, you would suggest that there's a slightly better chance, but I don't know that it would be material.
So do you need to give this your blessing, or is it solely and wholly a decision for the MRC and Racing Victoria?
Well, I'd say it's wholly and solely a decision for Racing Victoria. I mean, Racing Victoria are responsible for the scheduling. The MRC have put to Racing Victoria, as I understand what's happened, MRC's put to Racing Victoria a proposal. RV's had some discussions with the clubs. They still need to have some discussions with other participants, which I imagine they will do. And then RV will make a decision on the racing schedule for spring. For my part, I have been asked my view, and what I've said is I have no issue with it. I'm not trying to steer RV in any one direction or another, but the Melbourne Racing Club, I compliment them for being innovative and for thinking about, how that time in November can best be used. And I think they understand that ultimately Racing Victoria will make a decision not just based on what the MRC would like to see, but on those discussions with trainers, with wagering partners, with broadcasters. There are, with jockeys, with owners, there are a lot of different, participants and a lot of different points of view here. And I think RV's got a really, it's a really intricate job to weigh up all those different considerations and make a call.
Are you concerned that if this is pushed back, that it would then have a flow-on effect to the Autumn Carnival, which is also very important for racing in this state?
Well, again, I suppose that's another way of asking me about how it affects the pattern. I'm not an expert, and I don't pretend to be, about how long a spell a horse needs between, one racing carnival and another. But I've got no doubt that that's the sort of conversation that Greg Carpenter and others will be having with trainers. The Autumn Carnival dates aren't set in stone either. If they have to move a week or two, I suppose that's also a possibility. So, I just think these are, there is a really large bucket of issues for RV to consider. But I go back to my earlier point. We've got a year where everything's been upended. Wimbledon's not happening. The French Open's happening later in the year. The AFL Grand Final looks like it'll be late October or early November. Everything is different in 2020. And if that means that the racing calendars are a little bit different in 2020 as well, I don't think people should read too much into that, other than RV looking to get some clear air and using this year as an opportunity to try out some new things. That doesn't mean it'll happen. We might end up, after all of this consultation, with RV leaving the racing program exactly as it was last year, and that will be fine as well. I think these are, complex considerations, and whatever they come up with, I've got no doubt there'll be some people for it and some people against it.
Just on that clear air, because as the sports minister as well, you're across the entire sporting landscape, which, as you said, is very fluid at this point in time. And the other piece of the puzzle is the cricket. We've got the T20 World Cup, which is scheduled for that time period, and there's also an upcoming test series against India. What's the likelihood that they will actually proceed, and would they be in that time frame?
Well, as far as Victoria goes, if there's a test match, it'll be on Boxing Day. That would be my expectation. And I'm really confident about the prospects of the Australia-India test series going ahead. I think that's much more likely than not likely. So I don't think there's any concern from that point of view. Look, if the Cricket World Cup, the T20 World Cup, was to go ahead, I think that's actually scheduled for the second half of October, so that's an issue for the AFL as well. Look, I think, if I was a betting man, I am. I think the T20 World Cup, with nations coming in from around the world going ahead as scheduled in October, is probably a long shot. I think that's a long shot. I'm not saying it won't go ahead or it won't go ahead then, but I'm less confident about that than I am about the test series.
And last one, outside of the MRC, the other big talking point has been the Cox Plate. 100th year, most likely on Grand Final day. Night or day, Cox Plate or Grand Final, which way would you like to see that flow?
That's a loaded question, Michael. Look, my principally, my view is I don't want them to clash. which I'm absolutely confident they won't. I think in terms of who gets priority, my instinct is that it is the MRC's day in the calendar. The AFL would be the is the sport that's moving. So I think the Moonee Valley Racing Club, if they indicate a strong preference to remain during the day, then I think the AFL should respect that, and I think that they will.
Martin, appreciate your time this morning. It's an interesting world we live in, and a lot of discussion and decisions to be made for what could be a remarkable spring carnival. I appreciate your time once again.
Yeah, look, it's fascinating, and no one should, look how far we've come. A couple of months ago, we were talking about whether or not racing would continue at all. So, it is difficult and it's different, but, by goodness, we're a long way ahead of where we feared we might be.
Actually, one last one just on that. What's the likelihood do you think that we will get some internationals out for the spring?
I reckon we're a fair shot at that. I know that people like Lee Jordan are continuing to talk to their contacts overseas, and I'd be very hopeful that we'll still get some international runners out here in spring, but let's wait and see.
All right. Martin, appreciate your time, and we're looking forward to the footy coming back as well. Unbelievable. We're almost in June, and Carlton's only lost one match. It's a good year.
Well, we won't lose any more, mate.
Martin Bacula, the Racing Minister and the Sports Minister, interesting to get his thoughts on that. After the 9 o'clock news, we're going to have a chat to Danny O'Brien. We'll also speak to leading owners Rupert Lee. We'll have a chat to Bray Sokolsky. Between them, they have three of the top four favourites in the Caulfield Cup and the Melbourne Cup. Matt Stewart will join me. He's been on the phone this morning speaking to the other clubs, getting the reactions from the trainers and the major players. All that's still to come on the other side of the news. You're listening to Racing Pulse.